like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, the 24th day of January 2011. Welcome to the program where you are tonight. And we're going to bring up a special guest tonight, Pastor Ted Pike. We'll tell you all about that in a minute. What we're going to be discussing is quite important. And I do mean that. Please, folks, don't go away. This is going to be a very important broadcast. A couple other things I want to share with you, too, after the break that I'm sure Pastor Ted knows about. If not, he soon will. That's happening between us and China. A lot of huge events happening. We know it's been coming together for a lot of years, at least since Nixon's administration. But now Obama's starting to wrap up a lot of things in China that you might want to know about. But before we get this, we still have lots of January newsletter left. Lots of them. Give to you for free if you want one of them. Just have to call the toll-free number, 800-777-4403. Or if you'd like to save us a nickel, we'd appreciate that, 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. The reason we have lots of them, we've got 15 more back today. From a prison in Mineral Point, one or the other, in Missouri. They're now sending them back to us. We cannot get them into the prisoners in Mineral Wells, Missouri, and some of them come back from Cameron, Missouri, the prison system. So we got at least 15, maybe 20 newsletters back. So if anybody wants a sample copy, please let us know. Mineral Point and Cameron, all of them will not let us go through there anymore into the prisoners. That's a shame, folks. But it's a fact. They're being stamped, refused by the prison administration. Some of them have the insides tore out of them, so they're keeping the insides and send them back to the empty folder. We are now banned from at least two prisons in Missouri. Now, if you want a newsletter that controversial, a free sample, you call right now, 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448, and I hope you do that. I don't want them to go to waste. So I'll give them somebody, of course, but you listeners out there are first in the list in priority. So you won't want to let us know. Our address, by the way, if you want to write to us, no longer take credit cards because I simply will not do what MasterCard wants to do this year and start reporting everything to the IRS. The rest of them will start in 2012, but I'm not going to do it. So if you want to write to us, help us stay on the air, we'd appreciate it. Our address is Call to Decision Ministries. Or just Pastor Butch Paul. Either way, 224 HURD, H-U-R-D, HURD Road, Nettie, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. That's Nettie, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. Thank you for writing. If you contact us by phone or whatever, we do like hearing from you. I mean that. Don't forget our website, PastorButch.com and PastorButch.us is growing every day. You may want to go on there to read the latest articles I'm going to share with you tonight about China. They're both on there, or soon will be. I think you will want to see these things. Folks, they're very important. PastorButch.com, PastorButch.us. If you like our teachings on the radio, if you like them at all, what I have to say as far as preaching or Bible study or whatever, check out PastorButch.tv. You'll find it on the same website, PastorButch.com. 15 cents a day. You can watch all you want, $5.95 a month. I think you'll find it more than interesting, not just because I'm teaching and not because of our seminars, but we have lots of other resources in there also that are there for you to use for 15 cents a day. Please take advantage of it, folks. Back at the break with a guest, Pastor Ted Pike, and a lot to talk about. Don't go away. All right, folks, we are back, and we're going to get to our guest, Pastor Ted Pike, just a minute, because we're going to discuss a couple things with him that are vitally important. But I guess you could say this is breaking news, not necessarily to most of you all. I'm sure you probably heard it, but I just got it over the weekend. We know China's president was here talking to our illustrious illegal Muslim heathen non-president. And you know they weren't here just to shake hands, have a picnic. Back in the 70s, Nixon started the work with China, opened the doors to China for whatever. Obviously, it's been opened a whole lot wider over the last several years. Obama's really putting a clincher on folks right now. If you want to check for yourself, and I hope you will, just type in your search engine, U.S. Foreign Trade Zones. U.S. Foreign Trade Zones. And on there, you'll find contact numbers where you can call to confirm all this. We are now going to let China build on their own property. We're going to secede part of our states. West Virginia is going to secede two parts of our state to become foreign zones, if you will. They'll have diplomatic immunity, just like any foreign nation does inside a country. They will have their own. They're going to set up factories, have Chinese work there to manufacture goods, on the idea they'll save money from importing them from China. Each state, ours has two. Alabama has at least five or six, and goes on down the line from there. We're going to have foreign nationals on their own sovereign property inside this country, and on top of that, type in the U.S. governor. U.S.-China Governors Forum. It's entitled Strengthening U.S.-China Subnational Cooperation. We're going to have a U.S.-China Governors Forum. The heads of provinces of China will work with our governors and local cities. We'll have become more friendly and work to have a better relationship and on a bilateral relationship between the two countries. We're going to have a Chinese takeover on property folks that they actually already own. We're in debt to them for trillions of dollars. For a long time, our nation has been signed over, and we all are debtors to the national debt, which is owned by foreign entities. We all, including you and I, the people, have become chattel. And that's, by the way, that's prophesied in Nehemiah chapter 9. It's in your Bible. We are owned by the state. They own our bodies, they own our properties, they own our children. This is it. This is a fact. You don't have to like it. It's a truth. We are now going to be taken over inside our state with Chinese sovereign, little sovereign nations inside cities. Now, that is a fact. And if you don't have a computer, if you want to copy this little report, it's about 20 or 30 pages long. I'll send it to you. Send a couple bucks, pay postage. I'll send you one of them. And you want to also read the information on the U.S.-China Governors Forum. That's how far down the road we are in this country to totally losing our nation. Now, that's a fact. Back to our guest now, Ted Pike. Pastor, I'm sorry I took up time for that, but I thought that was very important to talk about that.
Well, it sounds like it's a payback time. You know, I remember clear back in high school when I was 17 years old, the liberals were saying not to worry about China. All we needed to do was to stimulate trade with China, and Western capitalist ideas would flood into communist red China, and everything would be all right. They would blend into the world economic community. And how wrong they were. I protested that. I said that communist China was a thoroughly a Marxist, thoroughly totalitarian, godless antichrist system, which would not be redeemed by simply trading with them. And I believe, even though I was young at that time, my prophecy has been confirmed.
Absolutely, it has. It absolutely has. And Pastor, we're talking today. It's happening a little bit right there during the break. I don't want to keep crying doom and gloom. I don't want to. But my gosh, Pastor, I can't think of anything else to tell the people except we're going down the tubes very quickly. We're being attacked by every which way now. Again, of course, it's going to be the shooting in Arizona is going to be milked the best they can to take away more of our rights, take away more of our guns, and more. We have senators now discussing that no one should own a semi-automatic gun or weapon. We're seeing this already. We're being attacked by the same people on talk shows like mine. I'm the one that's the instigator now. Apparently, they're going to start attacking the talk show hosts we'll call them conservative Christian talk shows. We're seeing it happen. The ADL is moving in. The Southern Poverty Law Center is moving in on folks like me and you. And you know that, Ted.
Absolutely. Well, I wrote just a recent article concerning the Tucson shooting. And I remember, as most of our audience will remember, that was on a Saturday afternoon that Representative Giffords was so tragically shot. And I knew that the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center were already arranging their strategy for the discussion that the nation would have as a result of that shooting. So literally, Saturday night and especially Sunday, I started writing an article exposing ADL for jump-starting the accusation that the religious right had set up a mood of so-called incivility in the country, which was so red-hot that anything could happen, and this young man was undoubtedly influenced by the religious right. Well, you know, I knew the behavior of the ADL so well that I wrote my article, and ADL didn't come out with their email announcement till Sunday night, and they were said exactly what I had said they were going to say in my article. And the Southern Poverty Law Center, in fact, that afternoon had been on MSNBC, and in my latest article, which people can read at truthtellers.org, I enumerate about 12 different accusations which Mark Potok, the intelligence director of the SPLC, made against the religious right. He made the case nationally to MSNBC's vast audience that although it was still early Sunday afternoon, there was overwhelming evidence that this man, Jared Loughner, young man Jared Loughner, was under the influence of the radical right in America. And I itemized about 12 of those accusations, which proved to be absolutely false.
Absolutely, they are.
What really happened was Jared Loughner was high on drugs. He was probably a Satanist, certainly a Jew, and undoubtedly a member of Representative Gifford's own Reform congregation. On and on and on, liberal, left-wing, very confused, irrational, and so on. And so everything the ADL, SPLC said to create suspicion against the religious right proved to be absolutely false. But did you hear that? Did you hear that in the big mouthpiece of right-wing Christian conservative newspapers? Did you read that?
No, and
did you read an attack? Did you read an attack on ADL SPC on WorldNet Daily or from American Family Association or any of the standard watchdog groups? Absolute silence across the board from all of them. Instead, the nation was allowed to go into a tremendous firestorm of debate and speculation and criticism about whether the religious right is promoting violence in this country. And this, what I pointed out in this article is people have got to remember this whole unnecessary and false lesson that ADL taught the nation for at least 2 weeks came from ADL. It did not come from the premises of the case in Tucson at all. It was completely manufactured to teach us false lessons.
Absolutely.
About civility and tolerance, which the ADL wanted the nation to discuss.
Well, it's a known fact. Now, this is a fact. Tex Myers on Home Radio Show, I believe, last week on the program. Now, this has been proven. He's proven it. They had the shooter and his parents had a shrine or an altar, if you will, to Satan in the backyard. Now, this is no lie. This is a fact, Pastor. They had in the backyard a homemade shrine to Satan. They were totally Satan worshipers.
Yes, I saw pictures of that in Texas newsletter, and he was making the point that this shrine strongly resembled the Feast of Booths, which Jewish families, Orthodox Jewish families, erect as a part of their religious observations at a particular time of year. And there is solid evidence now that the Reform rabbi who presided over this temple in Tucson, where the Loughners at least attended or were members, certainly knew that Jared Loughner was a member of that family, if not a member of the congregation. And yet she told nothing to the national media for 2 weeks about that fact. And what the least that that indicates, putting aside the Jewish issue, the least it indicates is there could have been unknown circumstances between Jared Loughner or his family with the congresswoman creating animosity or desire to kill her, certainly having nothing to do with influence from the religious right.
Well, we know that, you know, and I say this in all fairness, this lady, this so-called rabbi, is not a true Jewish. There are no women Jewish rabbis in the religion of the Jews, and there are many good Jews who try to live peacefully among all men. But this is, you said Reformed Church, you're right, and it's like the so-called Christian Church that has become Reformed and now ordaining sodomites. There's no such thing. They either believe that in the laws of the Bible or they don't. And this Lothar apparently was a drug addict. And this is a state of affairs that I don't know whether this was planned by somebody, say, bigger than him, or whether this was an incident that happened. But they're going to milk it for all it's worth. We've had, I forget how many cops been shot in the last couple of days, and they're talking about more gun control because of that. They wonder what's happening, what's causing it. You know, Pastor, I have a lot of speculations. I have a lot of thoughts. I don't know for sure what's causing all of a sudden the cop shootings. But could it be possible that people getting fed up, being shoved around by the police forces? Is that possible?
Well, all I know for a fact is that the ADL, SPLC, and other these Jewish activist, liberal Jewish supremacist organizations are very, very interested in disarming America.
Hang on to the break, Pastor. Hang on to the break, folks. Phone call next half hour, 800-259-5791. My friends, we are in for a bad ride ahead if we don't do something very quickly. I mean, we are in for a really, really, really rough ride ahead.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
All right, folks, we are back. We got a full boat of calls already. We'll get to all of you as soon as we can. So if you're trying to call in line busy, please don't become impatient. Just understand what we're doing, and we're trying to get all the calls on and get all the information we can also. But we're talking about some serious things tonight, my friends. We really are. And I'm going to tell you this very, very slowly, very carefully. We're not picking on any religion or any race of people or telling the truth of what's going on. The ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center are full of heathens. They're not Christians. They despise everything you and I stand for, especially someone gets on radio and talks about like I do, like murdering babies and sodomizing their children. They hate that, and they would do anything in their power to shut me up, take away our means of defending themselves. And we just want to face the facts, folks. They're evil Christians, so they call themselves Christians. They're evil Jews, evil Catholics. They're evil. Evil is out there. Don't try to candy coat the ADL or this PLC. These people are absolute devils in the flesh. Now, just take it the way you want to. That's a fact. And, Pastor, what do you see happening out of this?
Well, I think it's necessary now that we could do more than say the big problem is Obama, the big problem is liberals, the big problem is secular humanists or one-worlders or whatever. ADL's head, Abraham Foxman, in his book, Never Again, the New Anti-Semitism, which came out several years, he details his Orthodox belief as an Orthodox Jew. And, of course, ADL and SPLC are both 100% Jewish. I'm not saying they're Orthodox or whatever. But I'm saying that there is, as you said, there is this minority, this left-wing, pro-homosexual, pro-sodomite minority within World Judaism, which comes out of B'nai B'rith International, which has tremendous influence in 55 nations worldwide, and is the fountainhead for international hate crimes laws. This anti-Christian, pro-homosexual organization is determined to trash Christian values and civilization. In fact, Rabbi Daniel Lappin from Seattle, has said on Trinity Broadcasting, and I heard him, the huge Pentecostal TV network, that the ADL is quote in relentless attack against Christian values. Now, what we have to do is, without any hint of vulgar anti-Semitism or racism or anything like that, we have to start informing people. As I say, the problem is not just liberals, but ADL, SPLC are on the attack against Christianity, Christian values, and especially the religious right. They're tearing down our crosses. They're tearing down our manger scenes at Christmas times. They're reviling Christian values in the public schools, promoting homosexuality and so-called diversity training, all this rotten stuff. And we saw just this past couple of weeks, ADL-SPLC wanted to go for the throat. They wanted to prove, and they strained every muscle trying to do it, to prove that Jared Loughner had been in contact or under influence from the religious right, and they failed to do that by the mercy of God. But the time is coming very soon when there will be some berserk right-winger who is attached to Pastor Paul's ministry or Ted Pike's ministry or even large mainstream Christian conservative organizations like Focus on the Family or WorldNet Daily or so on. The ADL-SBC are going to find those fanatics, those assassins, in the months or years ahead, and they are going to go on rampage against the religious right in America. Now, what we have to do right now is we have to start buzzing the word around that ADL-SPLC, as Jewish fanatical Marxist organizations, are out to get Christians, and what we need to do is get it well known, discrediting ADL-SPLC as a disgrace to the Jewish community. We need to put pressure on the Jewish community in America who are not in the ADL-SPLC camp to put pressure on their Jewish liberal brethren to back off, stop trashing Christianity, get the Jews themselves to make a fuss about how ADL-SPLC have given a bad name to Orthodox Judaism in America.
You know, Ted, I have a few friends that are Orthodox Jews, and they agree with you and I 99% of the time. They hate abortion. They hate sodomy. They hate it. They believe in gun rights. So we're talking about people here who are like liberal Christians. They're complete idiots. But they are winning the battle. That's what really disturbs me. They're winning the battle. You know, I'm tired of playing the guilt-ridden white Christian male. I'm tired of it. I'm sorry. Yes. I'm not picking on any races. I'm tired of it. I'm not guilty of doing anyone to harm anybody. We were founded a white European culture, a Christian culture. I'm not ashamed of that. And all are welcome to come to our societies and live as Christians among us, no matter what race they are. But I'm tired of playing the blame game because I am what I am in Christ. I am a Christian. Yes. I'm not going to compromise or apologize. I'm not sorry that to people that sodomites are worthy of death, that adulterers are worthy of death. This is the Bible, that the thieves and defrauders were put in prison. I'm not ashamed of that, folks. I'm not going to apologize for that. If you think I'm going to, you need to tune in to the radio station. It ain't going to happen here. Back at the break with your phone calls. Don't go away. Folks, let's get back in here. We're out of time. We're already in Dallas. We'll have to broadcast. This interview is always great with Pastor Pike. It really is. And folks, I know it's hard-hitting, but what would you have us do? Would you have us apologize for telling the truth? If we're telling you lies, call in, correct us. Show us we're wrong, and I promise you we'll both apologize to you on the spot. But if we're telling the truth, don't get angry. Search it out for yourself. As Apostle Paul said, do you hate me because I tell the truth? I mean, why do you hate us? Pastor James Manning, I was telling Pastor Pike about this during the break, folks. You may want to check this out. It's on the website under Church News. Pastor James Manning just did put out a little 8 or 9 minute video on YouTube that day, talking about the poor, the sad affairs of the white American male, and how everything's been laid at the feet of the white American male, the blame for everything. And you need to watch this and understand it. Pastor Manning is a black man who's absolutely one of the godliest men I ever saw in my life, and it's an honor to call him my brother. He spoke at our last seminar, Broken Era. He brought a bodyguard with him. The bodyguard's first name is Captain. That's his real first name. I don't know his last name. Big guy. Big dude. And he got up during a testimony service and said that he felt safer with us so-called white supremacists at our last seminar than he did back home in Harlem. And now that's a fact. He said that. About a week later, I talked to Pastor Manning, brother, and he told me that man didn't say 10 words to him harder than a trip down. He doesn't talk. He never talks in church. And for him to get him to testify, it had to come from his heart because he just doesn't talk like that. And I just blessed everybody there that he got up in front of the whole group of white supremacists. You know, and that's what they were called the last time. We were white supremacists. We were anti-Semite, whatever. He got up in front of the whole group and said, I feel safer here than I do back home. Now, that is quite a compliment to a bunch of people, about 250 of us here. That's quite a compliment, is it not?
Well, it certainly is. And you know, it's interesting how that in the fight for freedom, sometimes we do come in contact with strange ideological and theological bedfellows. I mentioned Rabbi Lapin of Seattle, who's a strong Jewish conservative, but also Rabbi Nachum Schifrin is an Orthodox rabbi from Los Angeles, and I encouraged him to write a very powerful article against the ADL, and he did that, and it was published in News with Views. It had a sensational response there. In fact, people should read his really incendiary article against the ADL, in which he's agreeing with everything I'm saying. He's saying that the ADL is intending to achieve world control, a new world order, with a twisted Judaic dominion over Christian civilization. And people can just Google him at News with Views. His name is, I'll just spell his last name, S-H-I-F-R-E-N. His first name is Nachum, N-A-U-C-H-U-M, Nachum Schifrin. That article is one in a million. Every Christian conservative should read it.
Well, you know, again, like you said, and I mean this on my heart, and I sincerely do. People who believe in the basic tenets of Christianity and the commandments of moral living, I don't care what race they are, I welcome them. I mean, we've had blacks that are all of our functions. We've had Jews at our functions who love Christ and who will know the truth. We've had all backgrounds. And when they come up to you and hug your neck and tell you that they love you, brother, I'm going to tell you what, there ain't enough money in the world to buy that from me.
Of course not. I'm especially delighted also when blacks who have been terribly sinned against, I believe, by the liberals and the so-called civil rights movement.
Absolutely.
And led into self-pity and persecution complex and all these problems. It's time for them, especially black males, to stand up as Christian fathers and leaders in their community. And hark back to some really great Christian leaders of the black community like George Washington Carver, Booker T. Washington, and others earlier in the century.
Well, we as a group of Christian people, no matter what color, if we would band together, literally band together, brother, we could stop this terrible, all these atrocities, everything from China taking over the country to anyone trying to disarm us to the murder of innocent children to the sodomizing of sons and daughters in schools and in the military. We could stop it in a matter of days. We'd all come together and say, this is enough, and we don't want to, but if you push us, we're going to fight. That will come to a screeching halt because none of the ones in charge, whether it be in the government or anywhere else, wants 30, 40 million people with guns in their hand mad at them.
Well, absolutely. And what's so important is that people must speak the whole truth. And particularly having to do with the Jewish origins of ADL B'nai B'rith is absolutely forbidden. These muscle organizations pressure all of the new right Christian conservative organizations never, never to either mention their names hardly or to identify them as liberal Jews. But we have to do that, and Jesus is the pattern of going and looking the Pharisees in the eye and very specifically describing one after another their outrageous sins and perversions of his law. Jesus spoke out. The Hebrew prophets spoke out. It was not anti-Semitic for Jeremiah or Hosea or Ezekiel to speak out in specific terms against the wickedness of evil Jewish leaders. And so Christians today should forget about hiding out for fear of being called anti-Semitic. They should speak the truth because really, ADL, B'nai B'rith, and SPLC, these are the eye of this tremendous octopus of liberalism and Jewish media control and so on, which is trashing this country and our values. And rather than going around and chopping on the tentacles, the secondary effects of this kind of evil, we really need to go to the eye, and like John the Baptist, like the great prophets, we have to say, thou art the man, you are the cause of this problem in a primary way, and we expect you to step down and let America take control of its destiny again.
Well, you know, the blame does lie, brother, right at the foot of the church, at the doorstep of the church, and more specifically behind the pulpits in America. The church has either become ignorant and silent or fearful and silent. It makes no difference which way it is. We're still losing.
A real Christian does not fear man. He only fears God.
That's right.
God Almighty has promised that he will lead us into all truth through the giving of his Holy Spirit. And the whole truth concerning what's wrong with this country very largely concerns massive Jewish takeover of the media, massive Jewish takeover of the financial industry, massive Jewish takeover of Congress. I'm not talking about average Jews. I'm talking about these these very, very anti-Christ, pro-homosexual, ADL, B'nai Jews who walk the halls of Congress, who are behind the big three media and so on in America.
Well, we see how do you want to say this except the fact that if we who call ourselves believers in Christ, if we, just the ones who say it, if they really meant it, again, this would change in a matter of days because we greatly outnumber the others. But the sad part is, I believe, Brother Ted, that a lot of people profess Christ, but they don't possess Christ. If you have the Holy Spirit inside you, whether you like it or not, you're going to learn the truth because you're compelled to. The Spirit draws you to truth. And a lot of things I've learned since I decided to search for truth, brother. I was a Free Will Baptist preacher for 13 years. I've been a Christian since 1971. And as long as I went along with the church doctrine, I had no problem with everybody. I got along just fine, man. And when I started looking into the truth of the Word of God, of history, of current events, and trying to expose it to the church, all of a sudden, I was invited to leave.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, that's a sad statement, but I'm saying this out of love, but I'm not trying to harm anybody. Maybe a lot of them truly are saved, but I doubt a lot of them really have been born again because those who are born again receive the Spirit, desire to know the truth, and no matter how painful it is, they want to know the truth and expose it to others.
Yes, and I would encourage people who want to know the whole truth to not only come to your website, but also come to our website, which is www.truthtellers.org. And at truthtellers.org, you'll find through hundreds of articles that we, as you well know, Pastor, have been in the forefront of holding back ADL hate crimes laws and other evil legislation coming from this wicked group. And you can get a master's education on ADL and hate crimes, abuses, and theory and twisted rhetoric at truthtellers.org. We are the premier world website for discussing the ideology and the abuses of hate crimes laws worldwide.
And folks, don't jump up, down, and scream because you're hearing something that you have been told is anathema. That you shouldn't be talking about anyone, whether it be Jews or blacks or whatever, because that's not right. You're being a racist. No. That's not what we're doing at all. We're talking about exposing the evil, no matter where it comes from. Check it out for yourself. Instead of jumping down, screaming, and pointing your hair out and screaming at us and sending us bad emails and threatening us and all that, just take a look for yourself. And look for, and if you don't agree with us then, fine, turn the radio off. But I think you'll find the truth there if you want the truth. Just look. Go to PastorBush.com. Go to TruthTellers.org. Check out the truth and see for yourself about all the issues we're talking about. The Chinese coming over. All this is happening. Getting mad at us won't change it. Point your anger to where it belongs, against the evil. The ones who are controlled by Satan, no matter where they come from, and expose them. Let's go to the phone line. Let's start first with Mark in New York. Mark, come on in.
God bless you, Pastor. And
thank you.
Pastor, I'm sorry, Ted.
Ted.
You are brothers in Christ. You remind me of the preaching of my mom, who's since passed away. Let me just tell you really quick. It's funny that some of these Jewish groups you talk about are aligned with the Muslim groups as being totally anti-gun, totally anti-NRA, and Gun Owners of America. Which I find not really funny because they wanted to have us disarmed. They are pro-homosexual, and they write the hate crime legislation as you said. And it's just I find it's you know they using this the religious against us. And this guy Potok, I think, should be sued for libel and slander. Everyone that he comes in contact with that he tries to denigrate. This guy is really, really evil. I've been following him for years. I'm up here in New York, not far from Pastor Manning's church. He is a real, true patriot, a good man, Pastor Manning.
Absolutely.
He tells the truth. And you mentioned something before, Pastor Butch, about people being angry at the police. But I would say to be a little bit careful because the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL, they have always tried to get the law-abiding, peaceful, gun-owning citizens to be at odds with the police. We support police that are oath keepers and that want to protect us.
Absolutely.
Right, and that's,
absolutely.
They're always trying to put a divide because they know they want the police to turn their guns on us because they won't do it themselves. And it's just they want us disarmed because they want to be able to control us.
You know, what does concern me though, Mark, is that thousands of times in our nation, at least the last few years, the last few months, that police have abused their authority and mistreated people.
Right.
And the sad part is, now, this is nature. Sooner or later, everybody lumps them all in one big ball, and they're all bad. That isn't true.
No, absolutely.
But it happens, and that's dangerous. Because, and the other side wants it to happen also. They want us to do that.
And the good Christians have always believed in people's rights and to be peaceful. Like you said, I'm not backing down. I'm not afraid of any of these people. You stand up and you tell the truth by the grace of God. You know, the Jews for the Preservation of Firearm Ownership, they have a DVD out called No Guns for Negroes.
Absolutely.
Like you said, the blacks folks have to realize how they liberal, progressive, these Jewish groups and these Democrats, that side of the aisle is trying to destroy them. And I'm tired, as you said, as a white guy who's been, I'm 47 years old, I'm hearing since I'm in my 20s when I became politically aware, that they're laying the blame of everything at my feet, and this is garbage, it's not true. And I just say, let me say this, I'll go off the air. As Christians, we need to put on the full armor of God and be prepared for whatever's coming. Thank you, sir.
Amen. Good call. Thank you, Mark, for the call. Good comments, Ted.
Yeah, that's outstanding. I should mention that the ADL, you would think a Jewish Zionist organization like ADL would be against Islam and would not want it protected in the Western societies. The fact is that the ADL does write into their hate laws in Canada, Holland, France, Germany, etc., that it's a hate crime to criticize not only Jews, but criticize Muslims. And what they're wanting to do there is make every effort to entangle Christians who are very anti-Muslim in the toils of the law and get Christians indicted for hate speech even against Muslims. Anything they can do, statements that have been made in the past, years in the past in some of these countries against Muslims by Christian leaders and politicians can be dredged up against them and land them in certainly with huge fines and possible imprisonment.
Jail time, yes. Let's go to Tracy in Florida. We're just going clear down south and up north. Tracy, come on in.
Hey, Pastor Butch, how you doing?
Doing well, sir. Welcome. By the way, how do you listen to the show, Tracy?
Huh?
How do you listen to the program?
Well, I'm listening on the radio.
I know. Which station?
WLVJ.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you. Go ahead.
I think that at the same time, there's a whole lot of people waking up. I mean, you try to talk to people who watch TV and believe the news, they're going to continue to look at you like you're crazy, and then all these things, this guy's connected to the religious right and this and that, and these people they can't help but believe it. And I guess they're frustrated, you know. You got a guy that calls all the time, he tries to tell his family and stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have to hand-to-hand nudge before I even bring these things up. You know, with like people in general.
Well, after a while, you realize, Tracy, when you tell somebody something long enough, they don't hear you. You're casting pearl before swine. You know that.
There
come to time you got to kind of break up relationships. I don't mean that you don't love them, you're not friendly to them, but you don't try to talk to them more because they're not ready to hear it. All they want to talk about is a ball game or whatever. They don't want to hear what we're talking about tonight. This is absolutely foreign to them.
I feel like, I could add a lot. When I call, there's a lot of intelligent people that listen and call into this program.
Absolutely, they are.
And if something like this was brought up on, say, maybe MSNBC, they would hear somebody that was speaking with a southern accent, and most of the viewers would automatically assume they're a bunch of witless hillbillies.
Oh, sure.
That's the way it's portrayed. Never mind that, a lot of these people that are calling, it would be taken out of context. And the people who were watching, they would just believe it, and that would be that. And then they move on, they're thinking of knowing something. They'd be talking about around the water cooler or something like that. And that's what passes for knowledge these days.
I know.
People who watch too much TV are never going to have a clue.
Good call, Tracy. Anything else?
No, that's all I have for tonight. But
well, thanks for listening. Tell your friends about a radio show when you think of it.
I do. Can't get a whole lot of people to listen.
Well, do your best, all you need, my friend. Now, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Good to talk to folks down in Florida, WLBJ. Thanks for being there. Let's go to John in Texas. John, come on in, sir.
Well, I have a comment, and then I have a question. You were talking about, is U.S.-China governors?
Right, China, yes, right.
Is it .gov or .com?
Well, it's I've got the website. You just have to Google or put in the search engine U.S.-China governors forum, and it'll come up.
Oh, forum, okay.
Yeah.
Well, one thing, I thought about here a while back, you were talking about the Jews and stuff, and Lenin and Trotsky, they were Jews, and the Jews were the ones that set them up, the New York bankers,
That's true. That's
and
true.
So about 10 years ago, at least, it's probably longer than that, you heard about all these Jews going to Israel. And so you really got to figure, you know, these, you know, you probably have some KGB and all this stuff, and then you are talking about these organizations. And they're saying that, that a Jew can come to the United States, and I forget how much money they can get in Social Security. You know, it's something like $60,000 a year, you know.
Wow.
So it's one of those deals where, yeah, they can come here and they're accepted as refugees or something. But it all boils down, you really got to put this communist thing into play, like Nikita Khrushchev said, that this country is going to fall into their hand like a grapefruit.
Hang on to the break, John, okay? Folks, back at the break with the final phone calls, final segment, 800-259-5791. Go to www.truthtellers.org. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hello, folks. Listen up. We have some great news for all of you. After months of preparation, we are excited to announce that PastorButch.tv is up and running.
Hundreds of hours of Pastor Butch's teachings,
all of his seminars, and much, much more are available. All for you to enjoy and learn from. For only 15 cents a day, you can access this powerful resource. Just $5.95 a month or $59.95 a year, payable by PayPal right on PastorButch.tv or by credit card by calling 1-800-777-4403 or by check, cash, or money order by writing to Call to Decision Ministries, 224 Heard Road, Nettie, West Virginia, 26681. You can access this much-needed resource. Sign up now. PastorButch.tv is there for you. That's PastorButch.tv. Any questions, call 1-800-777-4403. 800-777-4403.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Do you have more than 4 hot flash episodes a day? Do you ever wake up at night soaked in sweat? Do you experience mood swings, heightened emotions, or sometimes feel on the verge of tears? Have you gained more than 5 pounds? Have you lost the energy level you had before menopause? Do you have low libido or no interest at all? If you said yes to any of these questions, you may be suffering with severe menopause symptoms and you qualify to receive a free month supply of Amberin. Amberin is the incredibly effective all-natural solution for menopause relief. It's backed by published clinical trials and 30 years of research. It has helped thousands of women get free from the awful symptoms of menopause. Call now and ask how you can receive 30 days of Amberin free of charge. Free supplies are limited, so go to AmberinTrial.com. That's AmberinTrial.com. Or call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318-8232.
And I cried, oh my God, what have we done to allow such abuse? Yes, I cried, oh my God, what have we done to allow such tyranny as this?
All right, folks, final segment. Go back to phone lines right away. Give each caller about 30 seconds and give Pastor Pike about 15 seconds to answer questions. Go ahead and make your last comment there, John.
Well, you know, the thing, I guess, is with Russia, you know, is the atheist thing, and they said they were going to, you know, destroy our society. And like St. Nikita Khrushchev said, that it was going to fall into their hands without even firing a shot, like a right grapefruit.
They were right.
And so that's the thing that crossed my mind, though. You know, you think about 9/11, they said the Mossad and all this. But if all boils down, you know, you got to wonder how. And then I think even the prime minister went and talked to the Russians and stuff here this past year on top of all that, you know.
There's so much stuff happening like that, John. If we looked at it from man's point of view, our nation's cooked, and I believe it is. But our God can have a different look on that than what we do. All we can do is trust Him and do our best to fight it. That's all we can do.
Well, I heard that Putin was a Jew also.
I cannot prove that, but I don't know that for sure. But I know he's amazing. Well, thanks for calling. Appreciate it, John. Thank you. Good call. Frank in North Carolina, come on in.
Yes, sir. This is Frank in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, I've been listening to you for a few years, and I always hope that you would cover this topic a little bit more. And I'm slightly familiar with Mr. Pike. But I would like to, I hope everybody has a pencil and paper or go back and listen to this again. But there's a very interesting speech given by a gentleman who was a Jew back in 1961 at the Willard Hotel. W-I-L-L-A-R-D Hotel. But really all you need to do is search engine or Google, whatever you use, Benjamin H. Friedman, F-R-E-E-D-M-A-N.
Mm-hmm.
And he explains all of this, 1961. Now, he was in the upper echelons of the United States government. He was a Jew at the time and converted to Christianity, but he states that all of this is a long, ancient, quote-unquote Jewish conspiracy, people who call themselves Jews, these elites. But if you go through, the Jews have never made up more than 1% or 2% of the American population. But if you go back and look, Google things like who ran the Bush administration, who ran the Clinton administration, it's primarily people who claim to be Jewish. And if you check their biographies, you will find that.
Yeah, that's a good point. They claim to be. They're fakes. Good point.
I don't know what they are because I'm not an expert on that issue.
Yeah, but most of them are Zionists. You're right. Frank, I got a good call. Thanks, Carl. Get a couple more squeezing real quickly. Jerry in Indiana, come on in, sir.
Pastor Butch, a great show. Just
thank
when you,
you
think it didn't get any better, you have another better one on after that.
Thank you.
Yes, and my question is to Reverend Pike. Is there out there a more anti-white racist group than the Anti-Defamation League?
Well, actually, they should be called the American Defamation League because they specialize in defaming anyone who criticizes them or criticizes Israel. ADL, in fact, is the PR representative for Israel in the entire world. And anytime Israel is criticized for things like the Gaza invasion or the flotilla massacre and so on, the ADL jumps to the microphone and says, this is anti-Semitism. And when a person speaks out in public, especially any kind of an authority figure, ADL specializes in defaming them. So the ADL really is the ultimate hypocritical organization. They go after Christians, saying Christians shouldn't mix religion with state, Christianity with state. Actually, they are masters at mixing synagogue with state.
Well, Taylor, we're flat out of time. I'm sorry, Jerry, out of time. And the rest of you, I'm sorry to get to you. The clock's not bothering me there. Ted, good talking to you. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Pastor.
All right, folks, we do love you. I mean that. By the grace of God, we'll see you tomorrow night. Have a wonderful day tomorrow. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen.